When a young woman named Desiree vanishes without a trace, the trail leads to Kat Torres, a charismatic influencer with millions of followers. But behind the glamorous posts and inspirational quotes, a sinister truth unravels. Binge all episodes of Don't Cross Kat early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Lamont Jones is shattered when his cousin dies just weeks after entering prison. The official report says natural causes, but bruises and missing teeth tell a different story. Wondery presents Death County PA, a chilling true story of corruption and cover-ups. Follow Death County PA on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, this is Lincoln. I'm still working on my notes on Operation Foon. Boy, the fact that Arnie was stabbed in the chest with a sword and is probably dead has really added a serious wrinkle to our plan to save him. Made our holiday party a real bummer this year, I'll tell you that much. Between you and me, I heard a rumor that we're escalating our top secret mission to Phase 4. So things are getting tense here. Probably shouldn't share that. Anyway, here's a quick look at the upcoming Magic Tavern live shows. The Atlanta show on January 12th is sold out. So sorry, Atlanta. But there are still tickets available for the January 13th show in Charlotte, North Carolina, the January 15th show in Portland, Oregon, the January 16th show in Seattle, Washington, and I think there are still tickets available for the January 17th show at San Francisco Sketchfest with special guest Trace Beaulieu from Mystery Science Theater 3000. To get links for tickets, go to hellofromthemagictavern.com and click on the Live Shows tab. And if you need some easy cosplay for the show, just go to your dad's closet and grab a pink polo, piece of cake, or a badger onesie. I don't know what your dad's into. Okay, let's get to the episode and see if I can learn anything useful. Maybe Arnie's okay. I don't know.
Here, try...
Speak into the microphone, Arnold. Arnie, speak into the microphone.
Arnie, some time ago you fell through a portal.
Yes, into
Arnie.
A magical world behind the Burger Potentate.
And you've been getting a slight Wi-Fi signal from the Burby King to get the panty casty.
Yes, and for the last 4 years and 7,000 days, or however Earth time works, you have been presenting this podcast about your, boring time sitting around drinking.
Come on, bud. Speak into the microphone.
Come on, buddy. Undermine me.
Oh, chunt. We've tried everything. I don't know what else to do.
I don't know what to do either.
Well, he's dead. Let's move on.
I'm not giving up hope.
What?
I'm not giving up hope. If nothing else, we should get like an Arnie-sized scabbard to put this sword in and then use him as a weapon.
Chunt, you have inspired
An Arnie-tipped sword.
That's a wonderful idea. If you won't give up, I shan't give up either. I shall fight on and on until our friend is alive. I mean, I've managed to freeze him in
time,
at least.
You're a real wafter, huh?
What's that?
A lot of waffling going on.
Well, you know, it's been a couple of weeks, and I've been trying everything I know how to do. And I've managed to freeze him in time, so he's not dying, but he's not really alive.
You know, what's funny is that he's not even cold.
Yeah.
Did you freeze him?
Is he suspended
in time?
He's frozen
in
time.
Or is he cryogenically frozen?
He's temporarily frozen.
Mm.
Temporarily.
Can we cut off his head and just save the head?
Ooh, that's a good idea. We could find him a much better body.
Yeah.
Well, I thought maybe turning on these microphones and letting him speak into one, because that's a thing he likes to do for some reason. He thinks people on Earth are going to listen to what he has to say and respond, even though it's been several years and no one's even tried to bring him back.
I know.
Not even a little bit.
I know.
You'd think they'd send an expeditionary force or something.
Yeah, or at least, I don't know, they'd make a podcast about finding him.
That's a good idea. Finding Arnie
Niekamp.
Wouldn't that
be the thing to do?
Yes. And then all his friends could be interviewed, and you could find out this story about who was he really, and what was his life like. That would be a wonderful podcast.
Yeah,
I would listen to that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I definitely wouldn't listen to this. Yeah, keep the cart moving. Keep the cart moving. Oh.
Oh!
Oh! Claudia!
I thought I smelled something.
You old so-and-so.
Wait, what did you smell?
Men stink.
Very good. Well, I would like very much, Claudia, to ask you your professional opinion about something.
Well, first of all, hello.
And how have you been?
I've been all right. I, landed here in this swamp, and I've been making smoothies.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes, could I get you one?
T-H-I-E-S or O-O-Z-I-E-S?
Either one. Whatever you'd like. Listen,
I'm
not going to...
I'll try a smoothie.
Okay, business isn't great, so I can do whatever the hell you want.
It's a nice little,
Makeshift stand. You
have,
can say
yes,
it.
I like it.
It's two sticks and a leaf.
Forgive me for being brusque, but under here, under this tarp... You see, my friend has a sword implanted in his chest, and I have temporarily frozen him.
In his temporal lobe?
And here, if you see, I've tried everything I can to revive him and remove the sword, but for some reason, because this sword was made specifically out of obsidian to murder wizards.
Sorry, it was tempered.
The sword was tempered.
Tempered to murder wizards.
Thank you.
Well, you've came to the right witch.
Oh, you can help us. You can help Arnie?
Yes, of course I can help Arnie.
Do you remember Arnie?
Yes, I always kind of had a soft spot for him.
Well, that's nice.
What a weirdo.
Me too. For me, it's sort of like having a pet.
Oh, I can see that.
Yes.
Yeah, I used to have a spider.
Oh.
Oh, what was its name?
Eat Me.
Eat Meat?
Eat Me.
You had a spider named Eat Me?
Yeah, and you can guess what I did. Well, all right. I'm glad you brought him here. He looks so soft and peaceful, except for that thing in his chest. Okay, I think I can help. First of all, what do you want? Smoothies?
I'll take a smoothie.
I'd love a smoothie.
Yeah.
Chant, what kind?
Do you have grape?
I can make grape. What else do you want in it?
I guess salt.
Grape and salt?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's weird. Okay.
You had a spider named Eat Me, and grape and salt is weird?
I'm a witch. Gah.
I'll have salamander and lime.
Oh, that's one of my best sellers.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Very good.
Actually, you're my first customers.
Oh.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, so we're paying.
No, these are on the house. There's a little...
I've done it again.
There's a tip frog over there, if you want to put a tip in the frog's mouth.
Okay, here.
No pressure.
No, I'm happy to do it.
No pressure.
I'm happy to do it.
I haven't even made the smoothies yet, so if you want to try them first.
I wonder what she did with that spider.
This is awkward.
I ate it. I can hear you. I ate it. It was called Eat Me.
Ah, I didn't put that together before.
All right. One grape and salt and one salamander.
Here, I'm going to take that piece of gold out of the frog and put it back in. And
you
that was mine.
You didn't see it.
I wanted to be sure you saw that I did that.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Ooh, gold.
Yes, one gold piece.
Fancy.
Well, I am a wizard of great renown.
And if you could do me a favor, word of mouth is my best source of spreading business around. So anybody you come across in the swamp, just let them know I'm here.
Well, you know who loves a delicious sweet treat is Arnie right here.
All right, let's help this soft chump. Okay, what could we do? Okay.
We've tried a lot of stuff already. Eustor's maxed out his spell capacity.
I tried force-feeding him different bugs from the forest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So his mouth probably still has quite a few bugs in it.
We tried to shove him in a tree stump. We put him under dirt, under the full moon.
Well, all my amulets got blown up. So you peed on him.
All your amulets got blown up.
Yeah, all my amulets got blown up, so I've had to put my magic into other things. So
when Hog's Face was destroyed, she lost her amulets. Oh, I am very sorry about that, but I am glad you're able to escape with everyone else.
Well, I escaped, and sometimes, you need something horrible to happen to realize you need a new lease on life, like this smoothie stand,
Yes, it's really...
It's meager, I know.
It's two
sticks and a leaf.
It's nice.
All right.
So nice.
Well, I have a straw here. It's paper, not plastic, so back off.
Ooh, yikes.
So, I think if we put this right here...
Okay.
And Eustor, I just need you to blow on it a little bit.
Okay.
I'm going to jack it around. Keep blowing.
I'll blow you, Jack.
Keep blowing. Oh, keep blowing.
Oh, Arnie, buddy, you're missing it.
To be fair, Trent and I have tried this several times, too.
Look. Oh.
Whoa.
Twitch.
Keep blowing. Keep jacking.
Oh. Come on, wizard, blow
I know what to do. I'm going to try and suck the soul out of his mouth. I'll keep sucking.
You suck, I blow.
Oh, Jack.
Suck, blow, 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 Jack.
Come on, Arnie. Come on.
Come on, come on, come on. Come, come, come.
Arnie! Come on, you soft chump.
No.
Oh. Oh, we lost him. Oh.
We had him and we lost him. We had him and we lost him.
All right, well, you know what? Forget this straw.
You know what I like about your smoothies?
What's that?
The fact that you have them in these very nice tiki cups.
Yeah, those are take-homes. You can have
that. Oh, really? I can have that?
You can take that with you,
yes. I like its scary face.
It's a travel cup. Chunt, do you want yours, too?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Again, word of mouth. Mm-hmm. Best way to spread business, so.
Okay. Oh, I'll let everyone know.
Yeah.
You know what this made me think of?
What?
In the last couple of weeks, I've said I've tried many spells.
Yes?
And I wanted to try a transference spell.
Oh, yes.
But I wasn't able to because I didn't have the appropriate vessel.
Oh, yep.
But now, with this tiki cup, I should be able to transfer Arnold's soul and essence into the cup with your assistance, of course.
Of course. That's much better than jacking.
I mean...
Who's to say? I know.
I thought it was pretty nice.
Yeah, well, thanks, you should have.
How do we describe Arnie's essence?
Greasy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Tall.
Soft.
Yeah. Loyal.
Soft. Docile.
Docile, for sure.
Like I said before, sort of like...
Playful.
Playful.
Yeah.
You can kind of scratch him behind the ears and he'll kick one leg.
Sort of like a giant lizard.
Mm.
Yes. Like a giant lizard. That's exactly what I was trying to say.
Like a fur lizard. Mm-hmm.
Why don't they have more giant fur lizards?
Well, I'll put it a request in the swamp. I mean, they'd be here, you know.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Are you running for swamp council?
I'm thinking about it. I don't know. You know, my politician days might be over, but we'll see.
I think that you should do it, and here is why.
Okay.
The swamp needs more representation. It's probably just a bunch of old white men. And frankly... A beautiful young witch like yourself. You're what, a couple hundred years old?
Oh, you flatter me.
You would breathe new life into that
council.
You
would fill up the swamp.
Well, you know what? You've encouraged me to do it. I'm going to do it.
Oh, you're a real waffler, huh?
Fill the swamp. Fill the swamp.
That's the perfect running slogan. Fill the swamp. Claudia, this witch will fill your swamp.
Say it just like that.
Claudia, this witch will fill your swamp. Vote for me!
Oh, here. Now I'm going to place the cup upon Arnold's chest.
All right.
And then we shall all incant together. Chunt, I'll need you too.
Okay.
Repeat after me.
After me. I'm sorry, I'm just trying to invoke Arnie's spirit. I feel like that's something Arnie would do.
That was perfect.
I would not be caught dead saying that, but Arnie, I feel like, would do that.
That was dead on. Nice.
Perfect. Baronth Torain.
Baronth. Torain.
Can we start over?
Yeah.
I said Baronth.
Baronth?
Oh,
it's
Baronth.
All A's. It's all A's.
Oh, okay.
Claudia said Baron.
Repeat after me.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to get you in trouble. Sorry.
You just have to get in the ballpark.
Okay.
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 Let's say it at the same time.
Repeat after me.
After me. I'm just trying to move this bird away.
Baronth Torain.
Baronth. Torain.
Oh, come on.
That was a little... I think it's close enough.
I think it's close enough. I mean... It seems to be working. Orgoth.
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 Mantirion. Perfect.
Hello from the Magic Tavern.
Whoa.
A weekly podcast from the magical land of food.
Oh.
I'm your host, Arnie Camp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know.
It's
about 4.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in
Chicago. What's happening?
And the magical, fantastical
Stop
land
it.
Of
Kill
food.
It. What is this?
Sean, I know you love to interrupt me during my
What is going on?
I'm still getting a Wi-Fi
signal. He thinks he's doing the podcast.
Through the dimensional rift that I use to upload a podcast every week that I use chronicling our quest to defeat the Dark Lord. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-hosts, my good buds. They seem much taller than usual, but that's okay. Probably magic or something. Chunt the Talking Badger.
What the fuck is going on?
New catchphrase. Also, Usidor the Wizard.
I hate to interrupt you, Arnie, but I must say...
Usidor, I'm sorry, usually... people.
Yes, I am Usador, like wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow.
Usador, what are you
manipulator
doing?
Of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Zoranuk Stanges.
I forgot Thank Dukakis.
Thank you, listener, for whatever said that one.
That was me.
Was that you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, that was Chunt.
Well, then whatever the listener
Never get
said
credit
in.
For anything.
Look, sorry, I'm confused. I can't focus right now. Arnie, I have to tell you.
What?
You've been frozen in time for the past 2 weeks.
Well, I know. Everyone criticizes me for not doing anything.
No,
the story forward.
No, you misunderstand. Do you remember being at Jizzlenob Preparatory School for Young Wizards?
Yeah, isn't that where we are now?
No. We're in the swamp on the outskirts of Grim Fallon.
What?
We're on the swamps on the outskirts of Grim Fallon. We've traveled.
Here, let me try.
Hi, Arnie. Hello.
Claudia's here. Claudia's here.
Normally, Claudia, we would normally we do a little bit of banter before we bring the guest in.
Claudia's has every right to be here.
I'm so excited to see you.
This really is Arnie. It's good to see you, you old soft sucker.
Well, the thing is, Chunt here, help me out a little bit.
Yeah, I guess the best way to put it is, if you look behind you, uh-huh. You're dead, and currently your soul is inside a tiki cup.
Is that a metaphor?
Also, yes.
Also, I'm going to churn you so you can look behind you.
Okay.
Do you see you? Okay. It's all right.
Proper reaction. Proper reaction.
Even his scream is weird.
Did he pass out? Did he pass out? Mm. Yeah, make me another smoothie and Arnie.
Okay. There you go.
Arnold?
Listen, if you could just leave a tip. I'm no pressure or anything, but...
I already did. Well, all right, here's another gold piece.
Thank you so much. Word of mouth.
And your soup business went under?
The soup business went under,
so
yes.
No soup for us.
Are you going to put any gold
no
in
No soup for you, just
I put
smoothies.
Some, I put some gold in. You didn't see it?
No, Chunt, you didn't. But there's only two in there,
that
and
I
know you said over
two
in there.
Okay, well, someone here is lying.
Mm. All right.
There's been a murder of
what?
Truth.
What?
The truth has been murdered.
No.
Arnold, wake up. Wake up.
Come on.
Wake up.
Come on. Jacket.
Hello from the Magic Tavern. A weekly podcast for the Magical Land
of Fame.
We have
to listen to this every time?
I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp.
Why is this the best he's ever done the intro?
John, I know you love to interrupt my intro.
Oh, well, you busted him there.
Claudia, you know, usually we banter
a little
bit
before we let the guests know.
Is that what this is like? He just keeps doing the same thing over and over again. Is that what it's like to listen to someone just saying the same thing over and over again?
I mean... Yeah, and then you launch into your name.
Oof.
Oh, Usador, they really like it if you do your name.
Well, Arnold, I already said my name, part of it, and that's fine. Today is about you.
Oh.
Yes, Arnie, today's about you.
On you, and okay. what you need.
You know, you're right. I mean, sometimes I feel like the podcast could focus on me a little bit more.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Tell us how you're feeling.
Yeah, how are you feeling, buddy?
How are you feeling, buddy?
What? Hold on.
Does your cup run over?
Everybody's. I don't know what band you're talking about.
Arnie, want a bone?
What?
Arnie, want a bone?
Do you want to fuck?
Do you want a smoothie?
You're a very good boy.
Good boy.
You want to suck on a frog
good
leg?
Good boy.
I'm more confused than usual. What's going? Something is wrong.
Okay.
Everyone is being too nice to me, and also
you're
offering
doing great.
Me too many things.
You're doing great, Arnie.
Oh, Claudia,
here,
especially.
Give me that rolled up newspaper. Bad Arnie.
Now we just have to discipline you until you sort of come to your senses and realize that perhaps your situation has changed.
Slowly realize your station in life has changed.
Except
that
this new...
Have I been demoted as a professor at Jizzlenob School for Young Wizards? Am I no longer Professor Niekamp?
Well, I don't know the status of our jobs at the moment because we left 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago?
Right at... Well, I mean, it's winter break,
Did
so
we
could go back.
Did we miss a week on the podcast?
Yes. We've been trying, for some time we've been trying to revive you.
Revive?
Yes, you were temporarily frozen in time. Because you had been stabbed with a big, nasty sword by
Remember
Drip
that?
Fang.
Dripping, put
Remember
a big sword in your chest?
A sword? I feel like if I had a sword in my chest, I would would feel it. I mean, I do feel something weird bobbing in my head.
Okay, well, just in case, just in case you couldn't remember, I wrote a small song about it.
Oh, okay, let's listen to that.
All right, sure. I mean, normally we'd maybe play that during the break, but go ahead, let's go ahead.
Yeah. Obsidian sword deep in your chest.
That's all I had.
That's good.
That I was mostly worried about you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know what, Chunt? We're looking for somebody to do an acoustic set here at the smoothie bar. Maybe you could, you know, help us out some night.
Live and unplugged.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Claudia, you've opened a smoothie bar?
I have. Yes, yes, yes. Would you like one?
I think I would love
one. Okay, yeah. Well, please tell me anything you want, Arnie. Anything for you.
Oh, gosh. Could I have blueberry and, you know what, let's put some greens in it.
Just... No, we're out of greens.
Out of greens?
In a swamp, can you imagine?
Isidore, what the fuck did Arnie start liking greens?
I don't know. It might be part of his confused state at the moment.
Something's up. I don't trust this mug.
Here you go, Arnie. Here's blueberry and spelt.
How's he gonna drink?
Let's
all watch this mug try and drink from him.
This mug is exactly the same size as me.
This is a learning opportunity.
It's like looking in a mirror, huh, bud?
Claudia, why do you have such huge novelty mugs?
Oh, well, I'm a joker. I've always been one.
Gotta handle it to you.
Watch this. Why don't you try picking it up with one of your hands?
Well, you know, I don't like moving, but...
you can do it.
He can't actually.
What? All I can do is... kind of wobble.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, pretty similar to before.
We're walking you right up to it.
Uh-huh.
And now he's going to notice the changes.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Pretty obvious at this point.
Pretty okay. Mm-hmm. There's literally...
My hands, my legs.
Okay. All right.
My arms must have fallen asleep
okay.
or something.
Warmer. Okay.
I know, sometimes if I'm going to the bathroom, my legs fall asleep.
Close,
but I don't know.
Weird. That's unhealthy. Strange. See a doctor.
Charge Claudia 2 gold pieces if you play music at her stand.
Why?
To get our 2 gold pieces back.
Oh, right. Claudia, I've thought about it. I'll play at your shack for 2 gold pieces.
Nope, no thank you.
Fuck.
Not signing that deal.
It all fell apart.
Damn it.
Boy. You know, you tried to do something nice, supportive, the acoustic career, and this is what you get.
Well, you know, everyone has to hustle and find gigs. It's just part of the business.
Isidore, I'm keeping your gold.
Fine.
So, Claudia, tell me, how has life been treating you since Hog's Face? Like, what led you to eventually put down roots here in the swamp?
Well, you know, I just thought it was lovely here, all the trees, all the weeping swamp guts.
Oh.
And I thought, well, this would be a wonderful place to make smoothies. You know, all my amulets got destroyed, so I thought, let's have something a little gentler on the stomach. I mean, I can still do magic. Take a break. But, you know, I thought maybe something a little gentler, a little kinder.
Mm-hmm.
Here, let me twist you so you can see Claudia a little better.
Oh, Claudia, you're huge!
Well, and Arnie recognized...
Jesus, I know I've gained a couple pounds, but criminy!
Recognize the language Isidore used. He said, I'm going to twist you a little bit. Anything funny there? Take your time. Just unpack that. I'm going to twist you so you can see Claudia.
How are we doing? Chubby checker puns or something?
Okay.
I mean, I gotta say, that's about the only one I know.
I mean, if anything, I would have jumped
twist
on...
twist me again,
yeah,
like you
okay.
did last summer, if, but that's
yeah,
sort
right.
of... I mean,
yeah.
it's the same one.
Very similar, yeah.
Yeah.
Not really a pun run, as yeah. much as, like, your current physical state is...
Guys, don't shame me for how wide I am.
You just shamed me, you big softy.
Oh, I'm sorry, Claudia. You look great. I'm just, you're just
Thank
taller. You.
You
know, maybe I'm getting shorter.
Oh. Maybe shorter. Maybe you're a little 22-ounce bitch. Huh? A little 22-ounce, huh?
He's right, Arnold. You're a little 22-ounce bitch.
Oh, my God. 22-ounce bitch. I know exactly what that means. My spirit's been thrown into a tiki mug.
Bingo!
Ah!
Now you're getting it.
How is that the thing that broke through?
Oh, so specific.
Arnold, wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up.
Here. He passed out again.
Here, I'll put another piece of gold in here. Fill him up again.
All right. Blueberry and spelt okay. coming right up.
I'll put another piece of gold in here. That now, makes 3 gold pieces.
Wait a minute.
All right. Now, you said you're out of greens. Do you have any purples?
Yeah, I got a couple of
purples.
Some purples
in there.
Let me diddly-do and squiddly-squat. Here we go. Suck it down.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast.
Wolf, this is really exhausting.
Shunt, I know you love to interrupt my intro.
This is very similar. One time I was a woodchuck. Was I a woodchuck? And I had this day, this woodchuck day, where it just kept reliving the same moments over and over.
How?
I tried to throw myself off a bridge. I tried to learn piano. All for nothing. A real shit show of a
How
day.
How did you finally get out of that?
I don't think I did.
Are
you still in it?
Oh, wow, really?
I think this has been one of my dreams.
Can I ask, John, I know I want to get back to my intro, but can I ask, how many woodchuck days could a woodchuck have if a woodchuck could have days? In my mind, I thought that was going to sound better.
Funny. Is that your new catchphrase? In my mind, I thought that was funny.
I mean, you can put that after everything I say.
Looks like we have our second Arnie t-shirt.
22-ounce bitch?
22-ounce bitch? Oh, my God, I know what that means. My soul's been put into a tiki mug.
Okay, guys.
When he screams, so there's like a regular scream, and then there's like this throaty choke, and I can't tell where that's coming from. Has he always screamed like that?
It might be the cup.
Yeah, it might be the uvula expanding.
Mm. Well, perhaps we should...
Guess I'll make another smoothie.
Yes.
All in a witch's day's work.
Here's another gold piece.
Thank you.
A gold piece, and it makes two gold pieces.
Thank you.
Total. That should be
Wait
four
a minute.
Total.
It should be four. It actually should be closer to five. You're really exhausting me of all my ingredients here.
I think we should place a suggestion inside of Arnold's mind before we wake him up again.
Okay.
That lets him know and remember where he's at and not restart the podcast.
Okay. Or once he awakes...
Yes, brainstorm.
I'll start the podcast.
Oh, that's a great idea. Here, fill him up again.
Okay, here we go. There you go.
Right.
Blueberry and purples. Hello and welcome to the Magic Tavern, a podcast from the place in that time.
Nailed
and that's
it.
Real fun.
Good
my
enough.
Name's Arnie and this is my friend Chunt. And here's Usador the Wizard.
I am Usador, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights.
And that's all of them.
Devourer
so
of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas.
I fell through a hole.
And this is our
the
guest
dwarves at know me as
Tiki Mugs.
And I am known in the Northeast as Gasmanius Maystar.
I want them banter a little bit before I come.
You think this is bantering? Kill me.
Oh, and if you ever did hear those names, surely you would fall into a swamp and die.
I fell through a hole in a burger portal.
Very good. Keep going. Keep
oh,
going.
And here I am with all my fabulous friends. Ha ha! I'm Arnie. Oh, ho, ho,
totally natural. Oh, keeping it natural. Oh, wavering.
I thought I was Arnie. Who am I?
You're Tico, the talking tiki mug.
Oh.
You're friends with Mayor Manana, although he's very afraid he's going to end up in you someday.
What? He's just a banana.
So, Tico, tell us about, what's your story?
Oh,
clearly you've been a mug your whole life, so that's not needed to talk about, but...
Yeah, I guess so. If I've been a mug my whole life, it's nothing for me to freak out about and hop my essence out of my mug. Oh.
Yeah, man, don't hop your essence out of your mug.
T-shirt number three.
Well, I don't know. I'm a tiki mug like any other, I guess. I'm just a 22-ounce bitch.
Careful.
Wait,
careful.
Hold on.
Careful, step. Tread lightly.
I'm almost out of blueberries.
Here's the last test. I'm going to turn him around so he can see his old body.
I've been there. Swimsuit season, am I right?
Amen, sister.
Oh, boy.
Woof. Here we go. Tico?
Yeah.
I'm going to turn around and show you something.
Okay.
You want to just get ready to take a look at this.
I'm a tiki mug.
Just take a deep breath, Tiki.
Hey, you can take it.
I'm full of rum. I'll be fine.
Well, some things never change.
If I had a dollar.
Here we go. There you go. What does that look like to you?
Who's that handsome dead guy?
Did I point him in the right direction?
I think so. Okay. The handsome or the dead part?
They both threw me. That was Arnold.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were Arnie.
That was a wonderful impression.
I'm a witch.
This is Claudia, the witch.
Hello.
Oh. Your friend.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I guess I wish I could remember more about being me.
Well, I used to have a long haircut. Now I have more of a 70s shag.
Oh, looks good.
Thank you.
Yeah, what led you to decide to cut your hair?
Well, you know, I could do anything I want with it because I'm a witch. See?
Oh, holy cow, Mohawk.
Dorothy Hamill.
Is that what they call Mohawk?
Yep.
Looks good.
Thank thanks.
You know, as a tiki mug, I just have this crazy grimace on my face all the time, and I don't know what to do about that.
Well, you just have to remember that you're making other people happy.
Oh.
And that it's not necessarily all about how you're portraying yourself on the outside, but how you feel on the inside.
Yes, one man's grimace is another man's toothy smile.
Very true.
Arnie,
very true.
I don't know if you remember this, but when you were in that body over there, you and I were best friends. Do you remember that?
Why is the badger talking to me when he's saying things to Arnie?
I mean,
Tico.
Oh. Tico?
Yeah?
I feel like we could be best friends, huh?
Slow down, buddy. I mean, sure.
I'm not
You're
asking,
a badger, so...
I'm not asking you to be Polly Niekamp. I'm just saying, I want to be friends.
Yes.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You're a good friend.
Great.
Sit back.
You're a good friend.
Nice.
Oh, everybody's drinking from the cup of friendship.
Wait. What happens if someone tries to drink me? Like, am I the drink or am I just the mug?
To be honest, we don't know.
Ooh,
oh, God.
Philosophy.
I mean, am I this collection of flesh that happens to be walking upon this world right now? Or am I an effervescent spirit born of another realm?
Yeah.
It's the second one.
Do candles give off light or they suck in darkness?
Huh? Yeah.
Maybe the drink doesn't exist. It's just a metaphor for what we think of as ourselves. But really, I'm just the mug.
No, we saw Claudia make the drink. So.
Oh, okay. Yes. Oh, good.
In my case, just to clarify, I'm definitely the second one.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm a weird angel from another universe in the form of a human shape to be a wizard here.
Tico, Usador, the wizard over here, and myself were talking, and we thought maybe the three of us could start a podcast called Talking Tico.
Sure. And I'm Tico.
And you're Tico.
Yeah.
And you'd be one of the co-hosts.
Sure.
Not the lead host, but a co-host.
Sure. Which
but
one?
A co-host.
Which in the series, like, do you have, like, you give me an example of three co-hosts and what their pecking order is and which one I would be?
Sure. You'd probably be sort of like an Otak Barleyfoot, probably thinking we're going to use you a lot at the beginning, and then maybe you sort of fall off after a little bit.
Yeah. Within three
So you're
hosts,
saying I deserve better?
Yes, for sure.
You know, there's going to be the meat, the potatoes, and the parsley.
Mm-hmm.
And
ooh, I'll take the meat.
The witch is the meat.
Well, I'm the potatoes.
And then you and I are parsley.
Oh, so we're sharing.
Shared sprigs.
Friendship sprigs.
Sure.
Friendship sprigs eternal.
For I, like that starchy tuba, will give thee the strength and the endurance to move on as we go forth to fight evil wherever it doth rear its ugly head.
How does Talking Tico start? I'm sorry. I'm a strict.
It's a real succinct intro, and it just goes hello, and then we immediately get into it.
Okay.
Do you want to try it?
Sure.
You want to try it out?
Hello.
Then immediately release the reins. Then the listenership will know who we are, so we just start talking. We don't have to do anything else.
Okay. Hello.
No, I don't like that upward inflection.
Oh. Hello.
Maybe just hey.
Hello.
Hey.
Let's say it back to him. Hello.
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 Do it like a witch.
Hello.
Oh, I like. Well, that was.
Hello.
That's not.
Now
that's
do it like
offensive.
Three people entering a door at different heights.
Okay. I guess if you. Look, I trust you guys. You look like you know what good content is. So let me see here. Let's see here. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Oh, that
this
was
I
nice.
Like.
Very good. Well, I think maybe it's time to walk him up to the rest of this reality. Tico,
hello.
What if I told you, now that we're doing an episode of Talking Tico and we're getting to know Tico, what do you remember about yourself? One of those normal questions you ask in an interview. What do you remember about yourself?
No, it's just one of these things where you're testing to see how much I was paying attention to this conversation. My name is Tico. You just said
yes,
that.
Yes, I did.
I am a tiki mug.
Mm-hmm.
I have liquid in me because the witch poured it into me.
Good memory.
Very good.
I've got a podcast called Talkin' Tico that starts with, hello. What else should I remember about myself?
Remember anything from the past, maybe? Something that you care about? Or
like what's next? Or
what's next?
Salad tomorrow.
Come on, massage that brain.
What's next? I feel like it resonates a lot more with me. I feel like Salad Tomorrow seems like a fleeting thing from a live episode. So who knows who even heard it.
But you're a tiki mug sitting on this very table.
Yeah, on this very table. I like that. Sounds
Chicago.
Chicago.
Mm-hmm. You do bad witch impressions.
Yeah, this is all resonating with me a lot.
You remember also that you are very frustrated when someone interrupts my list of titles.
Oh, I'm losing it.
I'm sorry, I missed. You like interrupting my long list of titles, remember that?
Oh, yes. Dukakis.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tico.
A listener emailed that in.
Tico, don't forget, we've been talking for a little bit, so you're going to throw it to break now.
Okay.
Do you remember how to do that?
It seems like, I know I've only been conscious for a couple minutes, but it seems like we've blown way past what the break time should be. But yeah, okay.
So you would say?
I would say, take a break.
We're
going to take.
A quick break.
Wow, instinctual.
And we'll be right back.
No, I'm sorry.
After these messages. We'll be right back.
Like riding a bike.
In the early hours of December 4th, 2024, CEO Brian Thompson stepped out onto the streets of Midtown Manhattan.
This assailant pulls out a weapon and starts firing at him.
We're talking about the CEO of the biggest private health insurance corporation in the world.
And the suspect,
he has been identified as Luigi Nicholas Mangione,
became one of the most divisive figures in modern criminal history.
I was targeted, premeditated, and meant to sow terror.
I'm Jesse Weber, host of Luigi, produced by Law and Crime and Twist. This is more than a true crime investigation. We explore a uniquely American moment that could change the country forever.
He's awoken the people to a true issue.
Finally, maybe this would lead rich and powerful people to acknowledge the barbaric nature of our healthcare system.
Listen to Law and Crime's Luigi exclusively on Wondery Plus. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.
Lamont Jones's world is shattered when his cousin dies in custody just weeks after entering prison. The official report says natural causes, but bruises and missing teeth tell a different story. From Wondery comes Death County, PA, a chilling true story of corruption and cover-ups that begins as one man's search for answers, but soon reveals a disturbing pattern. Lamont's cousin's death is just one of many, and powerful forces are working to keep the truth buried. With never-before-heard interviews and shocking revelations, Death County, PA pulls back the curtain on one of America's darkest institutional secrets. This isn't just another true crime story. It's happening right now. Follow Death County, PA on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Death County, PA early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. In 1976, a Georgia native, Navy veteran, and peanut farmer named Jimmy Carter won his bid for the presidency. What Carter didn't know then was that the next 4 years would be the most difficult he could ever imagine. Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery's podcast, American History Tellers. We take you to the events, times, and people that shaped America and Americans, our values, our struggles, and our dreams. In our latest series, we explore Jimmy Carter's time in the White House, from his unexpected presidential victory as an outsider vowing to clean up Washington, to his remarkable diplomatic breakthroughs and legislative accomplishments on energy, education, and the environment. But Carter also faced crushing challenges as he worked to lead the country through energy shortages, sky-high inflation, and the Iran hostage crisis. Follow American History Tellers on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Experience all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest season only on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today.
And we're back.
Welcome back to Talking Tico.
Even that was too long.
Oh, hello.
Talking Tico.
Talking Tico. Hello. All right, so I'm going to take my responsibility. I'm very much drawn to these microphones, although they're gigantic. I'm going to really try to make the best podcast I can. So
that's great. What a great way of going about tiki life.
Yes, very good.
Oh, good. And you know what? You seem like the best guest. Like these other two, they seem like...
Co-hosts,
you know, they seem like flair, you know what I mean? Like, you want them around all the time, but you don't want to spend too much time focusing directly on them.
How dare you?
I guess I'm a bit of a nature boy.
But I'd love to hear a little bit more about being a witch, what your life is like, or even just, like, cool stories you've heard.
Oh, cool stories I've heard.
Even as a tiki
witch.
Mug, he's still the best, Isidore.
Yes, he really is. He really knows how to draw it out of people, you know? Mm-hmm. Witch stories. Well, you
know... If it helps you loosen up, I got a straw sticking out of my head. There's a little bit of rum in here.
Arnie.
Oh, let me take a little.
Tico.
Okay. I listen, I'm never going to turn down any rum.
Tico, you might want to use one of my questions as well.
What
do you remember about yourself?
Sure. Claudia, what do you remember about yourself?
Well, I will say, as a teenage witch, I had it hard, you know? I wasn't allowed to have a cat or any animals. The spider was when I was much smaller. And
oh, you had a spider when you were smaller?
Yes, I think you missed this from
what was the spider's name?
Eat me.
Eat meat?
Eat me.
Oh.
Did you live with your two aunts?
I did. I lived with my two aunts, yes.
A spider and two aunts?
Mm-hmm. Yes, my two aunts. Sally and Griswolda.
Mm-hmm.
Griswolda, beautiful. Mm. Sally?
Not so much?
No, just a lump of mush.
Oh.
Yes, yes, yes. Her ex-husband turned her into just a big lump of mush when she turned 300.
Oh.
Was that where the band name comes from? Was she in Lump of Mush?
She, you know what? She was. She was one of the first female band members of Lump of Mush.
Oh, they're
now
very
that,
good.
That band's been around for 1,000 years, has had many members.
That's amazing.
Huh. Mm-hmm. So grew up with two aunts, and then I moved out on my own and opened my store, of course, which some of you have been to. Now I'm here. I'm single, usually. And, you know, just hanging out in the swamp, and smoothie store stays open all night. Yeah.
Oh, Claudia, can I ask? And, you know, this is just like a friendly conversation
over
a drink.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had much love in your life? Like, you're talking about being single. Like, have you had many relationships in the past?
I have only bedded 10 wizards.
Oh. Is that?
I was going to say, Claudia, when you said these doors stay open all night, you glanced down to your legs.
I guess that does have a double meaning.
You've bedded 10 wizards. Is that, like, a good amount? Or is that one of those things where, like,
wait, you bedded
wizards you got to subtract and witches you
You bedded 10 wizards or Ted wizards?
10 wizards.
Okay, because Ted wizards is a fucking joke.
Oh, he's a joke, you know? Have you seen some of his infomercials?
I'm Ted Wizards, and I'll sleep with you.
I'm Ted Wizards, and I'll sleep. I'm like, just ease up, Teddy. So first there was Jake.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And then there was, you know, let me know if you know any of these fellas.
No, all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
First there was Jake.
Uh-huh.
And then there was Bing Bong.
Oh.
Ooh, I like this guy.
Then there was Bonesley.
Bonesley, huh? Mm-hmm.
I think Bonesley is another name for Blorth the Brown.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Oh, do you know him?
Oh, yes, very much so. He's been depressed for many, many years.
Because of me?
I don't know.
Hmm. Then there was Greenswath.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Buddy.
Just going by names, I feel like you have a type.
What do you what kind of type? What do you think?
Starts with the letter B.
Well, there was a Greenswath.
Not all of them, yeah. Like Jake. Jake is the most out of your, like, different, but, you know, that's your first wizard, you know.
Right, and Greenswath, I mean, you know, that was during a period where, you know, I was hitting the bottle a little bit,
yes,
you know.
Yes,
if you knew Greenswath.
Yeah, but Bonesley, Buddy, and Bing Bong, whatever the
Yes, and Greenswath wore a loincloth. Now, you can give me some racket about that, but I don't, you know, it was kind of nice, actually.
Sounds like he has gangrene.
A little bit in his balls.
Ooh, that's unpleasant.
You probably need a loincloth then just to air that out.
Yes, you do.
Sure.
So I think that was six. And then there was Blue Blood.
Mm-hmm.
B. Mm-hmm. There was B. That was actually number eight. Was B. Yep. Then I moved on to the C's. Crotch stank.
One of my teachers at the Great Halls of Tarakas.
You're kidding me.
No, that's true.
Isn't it so weird, Usador, when you find out that your teachers have, like, a social life outside of teaching?
Yes, it is, Tico. It's very weird to find out things that you didn't know before, but you come to accept them and then move on with your life.
See, Claudia?
Nice.
That's why he's not a guest. Answering like that,
I get it
not
now.
Natural.
I
know?
Get it
hey,
now.
Although, actually, you know, you seem a little uptight. Usador,
how
if
dare
you want, you want to drink some from my head?
Suck his head.
Yeah.
It's good.
All right. Well,
That's actually very good, Claudia. Thank
you. Loosey-goosey.
Thank you,
I mean, while
Tico.
We're at it, this is very social. This is one of those podcasts probably where people drink. Yeah. Chunt, you want to suck me?
Ooh, yeah, hard pass.
Go ahead and finish it off.
Come on, Chunt.
We've been down that road, and it doesn't seem like it's in the cards.
All right, that was your chance.
Oh, give him a rum-tum-tugger. Come on.
Finish him off.
Come on, Chunt.
Finish him off.
Tug away. Sucker.
Give us a happy ending.
Suckaroo.
You cats are the worst.
So, what's next?
There it is. There he is.
Did you hear what you just said?
What's next?
Oh, he's glowing. Oh. The tiki mug's glowing.
Wow.
Oh, no, sorry. Just caught the candlelight.
Oh.
It'll take another suck.
Through the nose is so weird.
Well, I have three.
Yeah, you're snorting rum out of me.
No, it's not the first time.
Can I ask, and I'm embarrassed that I don't know the answer to this, what happens when my drink is all drank?
Oh, another philosophy question? Well, when your drink is drank, your heart is sank.
Oh.
When your drink is drank, your body starts to stank.
Oh.
When your drink is drank, Usador shall arrive, freeze you temporarily in time.
Make sure it rhymes.
And fight to bring you back to life. Yea, he shall not give up. He shall fight and fight. Regardless of whatever cost there is.
Crank.
Any strife.
You could pick anyone.
Yeah.
Oh.
See, Claudia, this is why he's now a guest.
He had a lot of choices there.
Exactly,
How dare you.
You know what?
I would be a wonderful guest on this podcast. I have so many interesting stories.
Look.
Wonderful anecdotes.
Answer should be interesting.
I sing wonderful songs every episode. They get cut out.
Usador has the best antidotes. If you get poisons,
I have the best antidotes.
Usador, now that we're getting a little shit rocked here, I heard a rumor recently.
What's that?
You weren't invited into some wizard guild where you got thrown
out.
It's
not a rumor.
He's right. It's not a rumor.
It's the truth?
Yes, well, Jen Levia started a new wizard's guild and decided not to include me.
Oh, Jen Levia, I've heard a couple things about her.
Uh-oh,
dish.
Oh.
Dirty robes.
Oh.
Oh, that makes sense. She's a wizard of nature and nurture, and so she tends to roll around in the dirt and the muck and, get it on with raccoons and the like.
Yeah, to be fair, you live in a swamp and ate a spider, but I don't know. Yeah.
Wait, you ate that spider?
Yes, it was my pet spider. His name was Eat Me.
Did anything happen when you ate him? Did you grow bigger, grow smaller?
I did have a couple of spider legs for a couple of weeks, that was of my own doing, I think. Jen Levy also doesn't shave or chooch.
I
think you know that.
I don't mind that.
Arnie, Tico.
Oh, yeah,
a chooch, of course, is
I don't know, Chun. I don't know. I don't know.
How to spin this. A chooch?
Oh, a chooch.
I don't know.
A chooch is
like a vagina.
Oh!
Actually, a chooch is the rigid spine on top of a Doro Thehamel.
Sure, that one.
Like a mohawk?
Right.
You guys did great there.
You might get a chooch-hawk.
See, Claudia, this is why these two aren't guests.
We should probably read some emails and move on.
Oh.
Tico, do you have your phone?
I can't.
Do you have your tablet?
I can't really move. Where would my phone be? I don't know. Chunt, do you have any emails?
I didn't have time to look because I was concerned about a friend of mine.
Oh,
my best friend.
Oh, no,
happened to my best friend.
Gosh, I hate, I know that maybe this is the kind of thing you don't want to talk about on the podcast,
yeah.
But it might be interesting. What are you going through, buddy?
Well, my best friend everyone might be going through the same thing. This is a pretty universal problem. My best friend was stabbed in the chest by an obsidian sword by a collection of hundreds of snakes.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Pretty universal.
I hear you. Yeah.
And if, you just recognize my emotional state plus what happened to my friend, surely you can put one and one together.
Yeah. You know, my best friend...
Tico, can you put one and one together?
Four.
Oh, that's bad.
What were you saying about your friend?
Well, my best friend is a giant glass, fishbowl filled with seven or eight different kind of liquors.
Like a rainbow bowl.
Yeah, yeah.
That sounds good.
Or I imagine, I guess. I'm a tiki mug.
Sure, but you're more than that. Give yourself some credit.
Oh, I am?
Yeah, people love you. You're great. People miss you and they love you. They're worried about you.
They've been very worried about you these last 2 weeks on Twitter, I have to assume.
It's Twitter.
Tico, so you have a very nice, empathetic way about you, asking questions, active listening, emotional intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Wow, Claudia. Thank you.
I think
it's
true.
Let me put a gold coin in here.
Thanks.
There's no gold coins in there.
What the?
Tico, anything coming to mind?
Tico?
Tico?
I think my name isn't Tico.
Here we go.
Yes.
I think it's T-Calmed. Again, I thought that was going to sound better.
In like your head,
N-D-E?
That was funny?
T-Calmed?
I don't want to go just Tarnold. Wait, although that feels like it's closer.
Tarnold? Here we go.
Okay, everyone hold hands.
He's putting it together slowly.
Turny?
The gears are turning. Ooh. The gears are turning.
T-Camp?
T-Camp?
Polony Camp?
Come on, you can do it.
T-Ain?
You can do it.
T-Pain?
Don't throw him off.
T-Pain?
I can't resist. Tiki Barber?
Oh, Jim Varney is my favorite actor.
Turnist?
Come on.
Damn it, wrong way.
Yes, and the importance of being turnist is?
A movie when people ask me about, I say, oh yeah, I saw that, but I didn't.
Oh.
I'm from Earth.
Yeah.
Whoa. I'm not a deep
yes.
mug.
Mm-hmm. Put it together.
I'm a guy from Chicago.
Connect those red strings, you 22-ounce bitch.
Oh my God, 22-ounce bitch.
Fuck.
Oh. I'm Arnie. I'm from Earth. Keep it together. Usador, Sean.
Yes.
Claudia.
Hello.
What happened to me? Why is there a sword sticking out of my chest and my essence is... And I think that's exactly the right way to describe it, right? My essence hopped into a tiki mug.
Perfect. Yeah, perfect. Yes, it's good.
Way,
it's
good
nice.
Way to think about it.
Yeah.
How temporary is this?
Well, it is temporary as we make it. For if we find a way to cure your body and put you back inside, then everything's hunky-dory again once again.
Okay, why are you not making eye contact when you
No
say
reason.
That?
Just, you know,
his eyes have been acting up.
Figuring it out.
We're trying.
Rolling with it.
But I just want to say, bravo. That's the fastest you've ever figured anything out.
Oh, thank you. All right, but anyway, we set everything up. Let's begin. Hello from the Magic Tavern.
And let me just turn the tiki mug to face the body.
4 years ago, I thought we were dimensional.
Oh, my goodness.
Claudia, it's been nice having you, but we're turning these microphones off.
I had this pile of ink blots. I thought that was next. I was going to show him a couple.
Next time.
Thank you.
Next time.
Thank you.
Thank you for your hospitality.
Well, thank you for your gold. Damn it. Where'd the gold go? Chant.
The frog's gone, too.
Oh, don't take my tip jar.
Playing acoustic set at the Smoothie Shack at midnight.
Playing acoustic set at the... Wait a minute, you convinced me. Chant, I'll see you at midnight.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, damn it.
Got a really good just the tip joke, but I'm not facing the mic.
Here, turn around.
No, it's not worth actually saying.
Oh!
Well, you already said it, to be fair.
Do we edit this thing?
Not much.
A lot of confusing stuff to put in my report. Kneecamp is not dead, kind of. His essence is in a tiki mug. There's a swamp on the outskirts of Grimfallen. Yeah, okay. Sorry, I can finish writing my report later. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adil Rafai. Claudia the Witch was played by special guest Beth Maluski. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Kneecamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer, Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Garrett Schultz. Special assistants, Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Polin. Oh boy, I wonder if Phase 4 is still going into effect or we need like a tiki mug phase in between. I don't know, no one tells me anything. Well, see you next week.
You know those creepy stories that give you goosebumps? The ones that make you really question what's real? Well, what if I told you that some of the strangest, darkest, and most mysterious stories are not found in haunted houses or abandoned forests, but instead in hospital rooms and doctor's offices? Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. And each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain. Miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. So if you crave totally true and thoroughly twisted horror stories and mysteries, Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries should be your new go-to weekly show. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.